It's Next Gen Farmers Day, brought to you by Wilkinson Independent Grocer in Delhi. I'm talking to Sharon Judd, president of Norfolk 4-H. Sharon, this must be a popular thing here in Norfolk County.
Oh, yes, it's very popular. We have a very diverse offering and skill set for our leaders. So every 4-H association offers what leaders they have skills with. So our county has a wonderful leader that owns llamas. So we have a very popular llama-based program. You can come and do llama packing. You can learn about llama showmanship. You can come to the fair and show your llama in a costume. There's also goat, and there's also dairy clubs and poultry clubs and rabbit clubs. So there's lots of animal-based clubs because we have leaders with those skills and those resources. But there's also life skills clubs. So there's gardening clubs, there's archery clubs, there's outdoor living clubs, all kinds of things. And as an association, we just need to find leaders with those skills willing to lead those clubs for the kids.
You chatted beforehand about some of the success stories that you've seen at 4-H, whether it be from kids in rural or urban Norfolk County.
Well, it's interesting because we have so few kids that are actually on farm. And the kids that are on farm, my children and other leaders' children, have gone on to agriculture careers. But they grew up on a farm where we do have youth that have grown up in either rural or in towns, thinking of two specific girls that were in my 4-H club, and they have gone on to agricultural careers, and their passion was grown through the 4-H program, and one of the girls is a national sales rep for a local seed company. And the other lady is in her last year of university and has her own business fitting cows, which means she prepares a cow for show, which she learned in 4-H. And she also does photography of animals. And I mean, she grew up in town on the highway, and that was not even a career that she even thought was possible for her. But through her experience in 4-H, she was able to make this a reality for her, and it's her passion.
Now, is 4-H at its core still what it was back when you joined as a kid, or has it changed a lot over the years?
Yes and no. So I was a 4-H member myself, and my mother was a leader, and we still did life skill courses. And those are still relevant today. Even since COVID, there's this renewed interest in learning how to do canning and learning how to freeze and learning how to grow your own garden. And those are hands-on primary skills that are still very much valued today. And we still teach those things. And as well, we teach the livestock courses. And I grew up showing a cow at the fair, and that hasn't changed. But there's a lot of subtleties that have changed. So, yes, we still show our cow at the fair. And you wonder, well, why we do that? Well, it's like a beauty contest, only we're using our animals. And those animals are still fitted and prepared for shows when they're sold on an open market or when they're prepared for breeding and bulls are sold. But how that's done, and the technology and the clippers and the sprays and everything that they have all has changed and evolved. So 4-H just keeps evolving and keeps changing, but its core value is the kids learn to do by doing. And so they're learning basic skills that sometimes they have no other opportunity to learn.